Coming up on today's episode of Sports Talk from the Crib, I'm going to give you my top 10 prospects heading into the NFL draft, and also going to give you my top 10 picks that those respective teams are going to do. All that coming up on Sports Talk from the Crib. Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Sports Talk from the Crib. I'm your host, Tanner Christian. Today's episode is going to be all about what is going to happen in the NFL draft, specifically the top 10. I have my top 10 prospects, and I'm giving you my mock draft in the first top 10 picks. So here we go. Let's just jump right on into it and see what you all think. There's going to be some haters. There's going to be some guys that love it, and there's going to be a notable name missing from this, because let's face it, this is a very hard draft to kind of judge with some of the guys holding out. They didn't play last year, and they opted out. So, and then there's been no really combine. We're judging everyone off their pro days, right? And some of these guys are just blowing you away in their pro day. So let's get into it. We're going to start off with the top prospects in the draft. And of course, I have number one, Trevor Lawrence. Can't miss prospect. I believe there are like four or five can't miss prospects that I'm going to mention here in the top 10 are just can't miss prospects. Trevor Lawrence is one of them. He's the best quarterback to come out. So that's highly rated since the likes of Peyton Manning and Andrew Luck. Trevor Lawrence fits that bill. And he's fast. People sleep on that kid's speed. He's going to go number one overall to the Jacksonville Jaguars. Can't miss prospect. Finally, Jacksonville, as with Urban Meyer taking over, they are going to get their guy at number one. Trevor Lawrence is the top prospect in the draft. At number two, I got Zach Wilson, a kid out of BYU, quarterback. He's out there throwing on his pro day, looking like Pat Mahomes Jr. out there, just tossing around, making every throw. You may think, hey, he didn't have as much competition, especially this past year, as some of the other notable quarterbacks, like a Justin Fields. But hey, this kid looks special. He has a number one on his jersey for a reason. He's making his case that he's the best. Will he be? Time will tell. At number two, he is my second best prospect in the draft behind Trevor Lawrence. At number three, I got Jamar Chase, wide receiver, LSU. He was one of the guys that opted out last year. But he is my pick at number three. The guy this has pro day today, ran a 4.38 40. The guy is electric fast. He can catch everything. And remember, we praised Devontae Smith's numbers this past year on winning the Heisman. But we forget what Jamar Chase did when Joe Burrow was there 2 years ago. 84 catches, 1,780 receiving yards, and 20 touchdowns. And his teammate Justin Jefferson, who was in the draft last year, balled out in his rookie campaign for the Minnesota Vikings. So if that's anything we're going to see from the second guy on the team from that year, LSU won the championship, just think about what we're going to see from Jamar Chase. LSU Tiger. Jamar Chase is the best catching wide receiver we've seen come in the draft in a very long time. He is the best, catching prospect in this year's draft. And he is just going to, wherever he goes, he is going to dominate NFL opposition for years. He already dominated the first round corners from last year. CJ Henderson was a pick from the Jacksonville Jaguars. He destroyed him. Trayvon Diggs, the Cowboys took him. He destroyed him. He destroyed all these first round cornerbacks that were taken in last year's draft. already. So we know when it comes to the NFL, he's going to be something special. The guy is electric. Think about it. All these great LSU guys coming out. We had OBJ, Jarvis Landry, Justin Jefferson. Now we're going to have Ja'Marr Chase. He's like all of them rolled into one, guys. I'm telling you, this guy is a, this is the, another can't miss prospect in this year's draft. At number four, I got Kyle Pitts, the tight end out of Florida. Kyle Pitts is electric too. The guy just ran a 4.44 40. He is 6'6", 246 pounds, running that fast. He can line up anywhere on the field. A lot of maybe people wonder about, oh, traditional tight end sets and putting his hand in the dirt and blocking and zone reads and trying to do that to his game. Listen here. This guy is electric. He can be a Travis Kelce. He can be, you know, one of the great tight ends this league has seen. 6'6", 246, and you're running a 4.44 40? Come on, man. This guy is going to create nightmares for defensive coordinators going into the game. Like, this is like Jimmy Graham times 10. Remember when Jimmy Graham was started his career in New Orleans and he just took off? He was so dynamic. It was like nothing we've ever seen. That's what this kid's going to be. He's going to be that and some. Kyle Pitts is my number four prospect in the 2021 draft. At number five, I had to go with it. The big left tackle out of Oregon. The guy is just, doesn't look human, man. He's just like a freak of nature. One knock I've seen so far and watching some tape on him is that he kind of seems like he's a little stiff and stands straight up at times. But everything else, this guy can develop. He has the potential to be one of the great left tackles to do 10 plus years in this league. And coming out of Oregon, this guy just looks like a freak of nature. This guy looks like somebody from another planet. Be scared to line up against this guy. And if you want your quarterback to be protected for years, not get hit, get this guy in as your left tackle. Because he is my number five top prospect in this draft. At number six, I have another guy that opted out last year and didn't play any college ball. That's right. Linebacker Micah Parsons from Penn State. He's another guy that just wowed everybody at his pro day. He came in at 4.39 too at his 40-yard dash. It seems like all these top prospects, is there something wrong with the stopwatch or is it legitimate real? Is it really real that these guys are this damn fast now? All of them, no matter what size they are, no matter what height and how much they weigh, no matter anything, what position they play, they're running this damn fast. But he opted out last year. He had 191 total tackles his career at Penn State. 6.5 sacks in 26 games. He can cover. He is great in the pass. He can do anything you want him to do. He's very versatile linebacker. Defense in the passing game can play it. He can guard your running back coming out of the field. He can guard the guy in the slot if you want to split him out. If you want to be an edge rusher, he can do that. He can stuff the run like nobody else. Micah Parsons at number six. At number seven, a little bit higher than what I have, like on some of these experts' mock drafts. I got Patrick Surtain II at number seven, the corner from Alabama. We know his dad was a great Miami Dolphin, but I got his son at the number seven overall prospect in this draft in the top corner that's going to be taken. Now, he went to Alabama. He only had one interception last year. He did have 12 pass defenses. He only had 32 total tackles. But the guy is lights out corner. He only had four picks his whole career at Alabama. Is that something to be concerned about? Absolutely not. Only this, only that. The guy is electric. Just like every... this draft has a lot of special players that are coming in to the NFL. And Patrick Surtain II is another one. He's going to be the top corner in this year's draft. We may see some surprises where he may fall or whatnot, but he would be the perfect fit in Dallas because they desperately need some help there. At number 8, I got Trey Lance, quarterback out of North Dakota State. He opted out. He had one exhibition game this year. Didn't look too impressive, but he has all the physical traits, the arm. The accuracy may be a little concerning, but his 2019 year with the 28 touchdowns and zero interceptions, my goodness. Like, I just think the kid has will have to maybe sit a year first in the NFL. That, I think he is best off to sit a year. I like his talent. I like his arm. His knowledge of the game is great. North Dakota State doesn't get they're a big-time college in a Division II scheme. But will he transfer that and being so young and not very many games on his resume at the quarterback position is a concern. But the right fit and the right system, I believe this kid can be very, very special in the NFL. At number 9, I got our quarterback, Justin Fields from Ohio State. Yes, I got him behind Trey Lance. But he's still special. Justin Fields, he played a lot of big-time games for Ohio State. He played the toughest competition, especially in the playoff games. He went head-to-head with Trevor Lawrence and showed the world what he could do. And went head-to-head with Alabama and Mac Jones and the whole entire Alabama dynasty. Seems like they put out there and all those talented people. And he played with Hurt. The guy's a warrior. He had another spectacular pro day too. Hitting all throws in the speed, the highest speed at a pro day since RG3. He's running under 4.42. Come on, man. All these guys are running the 4.3, the 4.4 range. This guy got under a 4.4. Like, are you kidding me? I guess the official number was like a 4.43, 4.44. So him, Kyle Pitts, Jamar Chase, they're all running in the same. This is crazy. It's crazy how fast these guys are. But he is my number 9 prospect heading into the NFL draft. At number 10, I have not the wide receiver from Alabama you may be thinking of, but I got Jalen Waddle. Wide receiver, Alabama, rounding off my top 10. Yes, I'm picking him ahead of Devontae Smith. And yes, a lot of people are going to be mad about. But this guy has averaged over 21 yards per catch this past year before he got hurt. Had a serious ankle injury. You may have not known about Devontae Smith as well as we do if Jalen Waddle didn't go down. That's how crazy good Jalen Waddle is. He would be tremendous in the kicking game. Kick returns, punt returns, lining up in the slot. Just taking the deep ball off the defense. This guy can run a slant and be gone in seconds. Touchdown. So Jalen Waddle is going to round out my top 10 and top prospects. Devontae Smith, for anybody wondering, is going to be right behind him at number 11, okay? If you're wondering where I have Devontae Smith, he will be right behind his teammate, Jalen Waddle. So let's jump in now to my top 10 mock draft. That's going to be totally different than my top prospects in the draft because I'm basing this off what I think these teams may do. I just think there's a lot of question marks outside of the quarterbacks going in the top of the draft. A lot of the experts are saying quarterbacks, first 4 picks, boom. I don't know if that's necessarily true unless we see another trade that happens. So I'm going to give you my top 10 mock draft of this year's draft 1.0. I may do a full first round mock draft eventually, but these teams can go either way. It's such a guessing game of what each team is thinking aside from the top overall pick. And let's get into it. The Jacksonville Jaguars have a number 1 pick in the draft. Trevor Lawrence, no brainer, no questions asked. We all know that one. So that's nine. That is my number 1 pick. At number 2, there's where the question marks start. The New York Jets are on the clock. Are they going to trade Sam Darnold or not? Do they think Zach Wilson from BYU is the answer? Can we get anything of value for Sam Darnold? And I think Sam Darnold's development can be a lot better. Has he wowed all of us his first few years in the league? No. But he's shown it. He's shown glimpses of it. Adam Gase was the head coach and your offensive coordinator. You are going to regress. You're not going to develop into the quarterback we thought you were going to be. So they're wasted 2 years of Sam Darnold. Gone. Because of Adam Gase. That is why Sam Darnold struggled. Now, when he first came out of USC, the turnover thing, the interceptions was a big concern. He really hasn't done that in the league too much. But he's made throws. We had a wild pro day of Zach Wilson. Sam Darnold's made that same type of throw. Sam Darnold's done it in the game against NFL competition, against NFL great defenses. But he's also struggled. So, with all that being said, I still think the Jets, being the Jets that they are, they're going to go after a quarterback and they're going to draft Zach Wilson out of BYU. That is going to be my number two pick to them. I personally think they should stick with Sam Darnold and add another weapon to him right here, like a Ja'Marr Chase at this spot. But the Jets are the Jets. They always make weird decisions and they can't get. Sam Darnold may get traded for like a third rounder, like a type of a Carson Wentz type trade. A third rounder and a second round pick for the next year that could potentially go more to a team based on performance and amount of time, games he plays, or something in that nature. That's the type of deal maybe Sam Darnold could get. Some NFL execs are saying, we don't even want to offer a third round pick for the guy. And that's kind of saying something for a guy who was a top five pick in the draft just a few years ago. But that's my choice there. Okay, nut number three. I have the San Francisco 49ers selecting Trey Lance out of North Dakota State. Kyle Shanahan and the 49ers and John Lynch made a huge trade up to the number three pick from the Miami Dolphins. They gave up a boatload. Three first-round picks to move from 12 to number three. And they're going to take Trey Lance. After Justin Fields' pro day, I don't know about that pick anymore. Justin Fields, to me, could be in play here as well. But I think Trey Lance fits Kyle Shanahan. If they really want to keep Jimmy G for this year and have Trey Lance sit, this is a Super Bowl caliber team. Have Trey Lance sit, learn Kyle Shanahan's offense. It's the perfect fit for the kid who didn't have a lot of collegiate experience. Played at North Dakota State. Only had a 2019 year. This would be the perfect spot for him to learn the system and a perfect spot for Kyle Shanahan because he's physical, the arm strength. Like, this is Kyle Shanahan's prototype quarterback to be drafted. And he'll be drafted in the perfect team, in the perfect position to learn from him. And that defense is special. And that offensive line is special with the running game and the zone reads. They re-signed left tackle Trent Williams. Like, it's there for any quarterback they draft in this slot, whether it be Trey Lance or Justin Fields or somebody else. Mac Jones supposedly is in play here, but I can't see them taking Mac Jones at number three and surrendering all that draft capital. I see him trading up for like a Trey Lance and Justin Fields because me, I think they're going to have better careers than Mac Jones ever will. I don't see Mac Jones as being an NFL starting quarterback in the league. But that's my take on that. So that's what the Niners are going to do in number three. And in number four, the Atlanta Falcons are now on the clock. What will the Dirty Birds do? They still have Matt Ryan and Julio Jones who are aging. They're at towards the end of their careers. But Arthur Blank, I don't think they're going to take a quarterback at this spot. Top four quarterbacks are supposed to be off the board in the top four picks. So right here, Justin Fields? No. I'm looking at Atlanta Falcons and Arthur Blank like this. I believe it is to want to try to go with that Matt Ryan, Julio Jones window again. And guess who's still on the board? As flipping with this between Jamar Chase and Kyle Pitts. I went with Jamar Chase because Julio Jones has been injured. Usually throughout the season. You got Calvin Ridley. But now you add a Calvin Ridley and a Jamar Chase with the Julio Jones. Let's get back to the Super Bowl. Let's make Matt Ryan the MVP. He's going to be slinging it all over the yard again. Can we do it in Atlanta? Oh, I'm going with it. Number four, Jamar Chase. He's too talented to pass up in this spot. Way too talented. He has to go here. It's either that or Kyle Pitts, and I went with Jamar Chase because Julio Jones, like I said, has been injury-riddled this last part of his career. He can't finish. Seems like he can't finish a 16-game season. Now it's going to be 17 games. So I went with Jamar Chase. I just think they're going to try and give it another go, and then hopefully they draft defenses the rest of the draft. But Jamar Chase at number four. At number five, I got the Bengals since Jamar Chase is off the board. At number four, I have the Bengals taking Penei Sewell, the left tackle from Oregon, to help protect Joe Burrow because we saw what happened. That Cincinnati Bengals defense was horrible. Joe Burrow, rookie campaign, showing everybody why he was the number one overall pick. That line couldn't protect him worth anything. He ended up tearing his ACL because of it. You have to protect the young kid and keep him off the injury report. Keep his body healthy. And what better way than to get this big body manly of a beast and Penei Sewell to help tackle the left tackle from Oregon to help protect you for your career. And he could be the left tackle for 10 plus years. Joe Burrow could be your quarterback for 10 plus years. So that's a perfect fit at number five. And now we have the Miami Dolphins on the clock at number six. They were at number three, made a trade with San Francisco to go to 12. Then moved back up to number six in a trade with Philadelphia Eagles. So with the number six overall pick, the Miami Dolphins select Kyle Pitts, tight end, out of Florida. Why not? He's electric. He's a once-in-a-lifetime tight end to come out of the college ranks out of Florida. And what way to pair him better than with Mike Gesicki down there in Miami and a young Tua. Get him the two tight ends he needs. Get him in between the numbers. Run a style like Tom Brady did in New England. Brian Flores was there and witnessed it all. And that's the move they make. Now, the other thing you may say, Jalen Waddle, Devontae Smith are options here too. They may go Devontae Smith because of the connection already with Tua. And the development will be comfortable and knowing what to do with that quarterback wide receiver tandem. But I just think Kyle Pitts, he can't miss. If Jamar Chase is not there at six, you take Kyle Pitts. Because he's the second best catching weapon in this draft. Wide receiver or tight end. He is that dynamic. He is Jimmy Graham on steroids, man. That's how I feel about Kyle Pitts. I'm talking about the Jimmy Graham in the early days with New Orleans. Not the Jimmy Graham now. Don't get carried away. That's how I see him. He is a can't-miss prospect. He is an animal. Beast. He can go on to create so many nightmares for the opposing defenses because nobody is going to be able to match up with him. And if you put him with Mike Gesicki out there, the two tight ends from Miami, oh my goodness. Wow. It is going to be like a Gronk Aaron Hernandez where it was in New England. And when Bill Belichick was doing all those crazy tight end sets, that is going to be so dynamic. And that would help Tua out so much because he's the quarterback. Deshaun Watson is not coming to Miami because of what's going on. All those allegations, like Brian Flores, Chris Greer, they are all in on Tua. He was a number five pick last year. They've come out and said it. They support him. They want to see him grow. They believe year two is the year we will see that improvement, and I hope so. And what better way to do it than give him a dynamic catching tight end like Kyle Pitts in the draft? At number 7, the Detroit Lions are now on the clock, and one of the guys has fallen to them, the quarterback, Justin Fields. He's fallen at number 7. The Lions are like, oh, should we take him? Should we not? We did that trade. We traded away Matthew Stafford to the Rams. Brought in Jared Goff. We did his contract. We know he's not going to be the damn answer here. We know poor guy Justin Fields, he's the pick at number 7. Oh, man, Justin Fields is maybe a little upset. Detroit Lions are loving it. Justin Fields goes number 7 from Ohio State to the Detroit Lions. And wish you the best of luck, bro, because that is going to just be a bad spot for him. But a great addition to the Detroit Lions franchise who can get their quarterback of the future and not go anywhere. Oh, man. So at number 8, let's just move on. Let's just skip the Detroit Lions, man. Poor Justin Fields. The number 8, since all the quarterbacks are off the board, there's been speculation. Carolina Panthers are on the clock. They wanted to trade Teddy Bridgewater away. They tried to get the Matthew Stafford trade, I believe, too, to come to Carolina, but it didn't work out. Teddy Bridgewater is supposedly not the guy. But I think start showing the man some love, man. That guy was out there, come off of gruesome injuries. He went to New Orleans, learned behind Sean Payton, waited for his chance to be a starter again. He got his chance in Carolina. I thought he played pretty damn well. And now, with the 8th pick, the Carolina Panthers select, since the quarterbacks are off the board, they are going to select linebacker Micah Parsons from Penn State. I just think it's a no-brainer for the Carolina Panthers. The guy is electric. I mean, he has to be this pick. They were a good replacement for Luke Kuechly and Thomas Davis, who were the stars of that linebacker tandem for years. Now adding him, because we've added Brian Burns last year. You've added some pieces. Or a couple years ago was Brian Burns. They got the defensive end out of Penn State last year. Like, they're showing up that defense, trying to get it back to how it used to be. And what better way to anchor those linebacker corps and getting Micah Parsons in there? Wow. Because you haven't replaced Luke Kuechly or Thomas Davis yet. And Micah Parsons is the perfect guy for the job in helping out that Carolina defense. To me, is a no-brainer pick. At number 9, Denver Broncos. Micah Parsons would be a great fit for this team, too, if he slid there. I think that if Micah Parsons was available at number 9, Denver Broncos would make that choice in a heartbeat. Because Von Miller is on the aging. He's at the end of his career. He'd be a great replacement. And it will make that defense that elite, especially when you're going up against high-flying Patrick Mahomes and that Kansas City Chiefs and whatnot in the division. You got the Raiders coming along. But at number 9, since he's fallen there, they picked the wide out, Jerry Jeudy out last year, Alabama. Why not go with another one? And they go with Devontae Smith, wide receiver, Alabama, to help out Drew Lock. Quarterbacks are off the board. The guys were off the board. Why not? So now you got Cortland Sutton, the two Alabama wide receivers, to help out Drew Lock. And there's your pick. You guys will be high-flying. Should be nobody stopping you on offense. Give Drew Lock every single weapon imaginable. There should be no excuses for his development. No excuses for him not to succeed. And that Denver Broncos offense is going to look like that Peyton Manning offense when they had Demaryius Thomas, Wes Welker, and Emmanuel Sanders. They recreated it in a whole different way. And that is the number why the Denver Broncos are drafting Devontae Smith, the wideout out of Alabama. At number 10, the Dallas Cowboys are now on the clock. America's team? Are they? The whole Dak Prescott fiasco. Jerry Jones came on the press conference spreading love and how much they love him. They're going to pay their man $75 million in this year alone. You better fix that defense. Mike Nolan's out. Mike McCarthy is a head coach, gets his second year in. What better way to do it than to draft Patrick Surtain II, corner from Alabama? You got Trayvon Diggs last year. This will help them out immensely in that secondary where they need so desperately help. They need help in that secondary so much. That is why he is the pick at number 10 to the Dallas Cowboys. So there you have it. That is my top 10 mock draft 1.0. I'm going to put a first round mock draft in its entirety here eventually coming up. Well, that is my take on it. And that's going to do it for the show. It was all about the top prospects in my mock draft, what these teams are going to do. I want to thank you all for joining me here on Sports Talk from the Crib with your favorite sports host, Tanner Christian. Be sure to check out the official website at FeelTheHeatENT.com. As FeelTheHeatENT.com for the latest sport articles. I'm going to try to get this one up too about my mock draft and stream it right there. Podcast is streamed right on the website. We got a lot of cool stuff. Subscribe so you get the monthly newsletter. All you need is an email. We got a digital magazine. It's going to drop tomorrow. Tomorrow's the first. So the digital magazine will drop. So you'll be able to get that. So be sure to subscribe. Remember, we're available on all streaming platforms. You name it, we're on it. Follow social media networks at Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and YouTube. It's Feely Heat Entertainment. The big picture, guys. Thank you for joining me here. Have a blessed day.